Dear Rav Lev, understood that our primary tzedakah obligations are to Torah causes and our Jewish brethren, is it proper to help out poor Gentiles monetarily, comforting words, which one encounters in the course of one's day? I am not referring to swindlers or drug addicts. Is this in keeping with the Rambam's ruling in Hilchos Melachim 10:12, where he quotes Tov Hashem Lakov Rachamov Alkom Masov, and Drocheh Darche Noam V'chol Nesivo Seho Shalom, based on Gittin 61a. My son's Menahel had mentioned that to give is an Isser of Lo Sechonim, and this was very disturbing and shocking to me, as I have always believed that we are to help people as emulating the attributes of Hashem, who sustains all. Can you kindly provide your insight? Anonymous from Passaic, New Jersey. First of all, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. In the end, the Ramah says, Feirish, that Mefarnsim Aniye Akum, support poor Gentiles just as you support poor Jews. For sure, the Kedima is to Jews. But one also supports. Support does not only mean giving monetary support, it means clothing them and feeding them and so on. It's definitely not lo sechonim because it's v'zdarkei shalom. Lo sechonim is to give a non-Jew a present where there is absolutely no benefit to the Jew. Here the benefit is great because it benefits not only the Jew himself and the Jewish people, benefits the world, Darkei Sholem, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that one should, the Pirkei Avos says that one should daven for the welfare of the government. He says it doesn't only apply to places where there are Jews, but a tzaddik is concerned about the welfare of the entire world, and davens for their welfare, and surely one is allowed and commanded, because of Darkei Shalom, to bring peace and harmony to the world, to take care of Gentiles who also need to be supported, to be given charity, and so on. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that not only includes individual Gentiles, it means giving to non-Jewish causes, as long as they're not idolatrous causes, but non-Jewish causes that benefit Jews or even don't benefit Jews. And again, lo sechonim is only where there is absolutely no benefit to the Jew at all. It's merely a total free present to the non-Jew. There's a famous story with the Noda Yehuda that he once passed by a crying teenage Polish goy, and he asked him what was the problem. He told him that he has to sell bread and bring the profits to his stepmother, and if he doesn't sell all the bread and he doesn't bring all the profits, he's beaten. And today somebody came and stole all of his bread. He has nothing to go home with, and he's afraid to go home to be beaten by his stepmother. So Rabbi Yehuda asked him how much money he would have made had he sold all the bread, and he told him, he gave him the money, told him to go home. Years later, on the last day of Pesach, there was a knock at the door of the Noda Yehuda while they were eating their Yontif meal, the nighttime meal, the last night of Pesach. And a Polish nobleman was there. He came in and he told him that, you probably don't remember me, but I remember you. Years ago, you helped me when I was a teenager afraid to go home, and now I came back to help you. My father is a baker. The bakers have gotten together, and they know that the Jews get their bread after Passover from the non-Jewish bakeries, and they have decided to poison the bread and kill the Jewish community. So Noda Yehuda got up the next day and said, we made a terrible mistake, and this is not the last day of Pesach. The last day of Pesach is tomorrow, and no one should eat chametz tonight. And during that extra day, they were able to report this to the authorities and catch the criminals and save the Jewish community, because the Noda Yehuda did a favor and supported and gave tzedakah to a poor Polish teenager.